Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It is our favorite time of the show now. 2-minute tweets as we solicit your questions on Twitter, and we're going to delve into the latest on what's going on with the team.
All right, our first question comes from @DoseOfDaily, who wants to know thoughts on the Eagles' first preseason game.
Overall, it presented a lot of teaching points for the team. Certainly, you want to see more crispness out of that first-team offense. Everyone, I'm sure, disappointed to see Nick Foles with the 2 interceptions. But look, there's just no cause for concern at this point. The team is working out the kinks, and a lot of young players impress. You go from some of the rookies. Marcus Smith II has some very good moments. Taylor Hart along the defensive line. And then second-year tight end Zach Ertz was praised by head coach Chip Kelly. So certainly a lot of things to look forward to. Plenty of reasons for optimism as the season keeps going on.
Yeah, my thoughts are I'm glad nobody got hurt. That's really the biggest thing. And I was glad to see Mark Sanchez play well. Glad to see some of the young guys play well. But for the most part, first preseason game, come out uninjured. That's really the biggest thing. All right, number two, @HurtingDog. How do they evaluate players that don't work against the ones?
My take on this is you see how they fit in terms of the scheme and the technique. Are they in the right position? And, of course, you want to see them win those matchups against the second-team players. And then if they deserve the opportunity, they'll work them in practice with the first team. You'll see guys getting promotions on the depth chart, whether it's from third team to second team or second team to first team. The coaches want to give each and every player every opportunity to make a name for himself on the roster. So basically the main point is as long as they prove themselves against the competition they're going against in the preseason games, they'll get a chance to earn a promotion, have a chance to go against the better competition.
And that's why we see Bill Davis and Pat Shurmur and Chip Kelly rearrange those lineups throughout the team to work guys against different units, the first and second teams. And if a guy is being considered for a first-team spot, he's going to eventually work against the ones at some point in practice.
Certainly. For example, today at Franklin Field, you saw Earl Wolfe and Nate Allen working as the first-team safety group. Malcolm Jenkins played just fine
right.
On Friday night. So it's a matter of the coaches trying to mix and match and get those different levels of competition out there on the field.
And also working on the chemistry between those guys
Yes.
who may be thrown in together at some point this season. All right, our last question, number three, @WTR115 wants to know, after his great kickoff return touchdown the other night, what is Josh Huff's role in the offense?
I think he's going to be a player who's going to be moved around the formation, a guy who's going to be a versatile weapon here in Chip Kelly's offense. He's learning both the outside and inside receiver positions. He's someone who's explosive. We saw that on the kickoff return for the touchdown on Friday night. So I think he's someone that you're going to see in some certain packages. Chip Kelly is going to be thinking to himself, what can I do to get Josh Huff the ball in this situation? And I think he and Pat Shurmur are going to come up with some creative ways to utilize him in the offense.
And Chip has talked about that Josh Huff has sort of been – more has been put on his plate than any other
Correct.
Rookie because he's practicing at all the different wide receiver positions. I sort of look at him offensively as sort of like the Allen Barbee of last season of the offensive line, where he's the top backup really at every position. And kickoff return, I think, is where he's going to make the most noise.
Would definitely agree with that. Now, speaking of the rookie Josh Huff, he is the subject of our Player in Focus feature. Let's send it over to Melissa Kelly for an in-depth look at the rookie wide receiver.